Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning from the Greater Sitka Arts Council are Norm Campbell, a board member, and Jeff Budd, the AmeriCorps volunteer. And an interesting event coming up tomorrow night, Norm.
Well, thanks, Rob. Yeah, we're excited to present the first of its kind for a long time anyway. An evening of conversation with two Sitka artists.
And it's going to be at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening at Rasmussen on the SJ campus.
On the Fine Arts campus,
on
correct.
On the Fine Arts campus. And who are you bringing in?
Well, we're going to start this time with a visual artist and a musician, craftsperson. So Steve Laurie is going to be there to talk about his painting. And then Gary Galker is going to talk both about his music career. And I don't know if it's well known, but Gary is an incredible knife maker. And if you've ever had the opportunity to see his knives, they're a piece of art, no question.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you know anybody who's got a Galker knife, no doubt you know about Galker knives, because people who have these things are always pulling them out and saying, have you seen my Gary Galker knife? Of course, you'll never be able to get your hands on one, but I wanted to show this to you. How did you talk to Steve and Gary about this? I mean, you're right, we haven't done this since, like, you did the last one 20-something years ago.
You know? It came from knowing all these people and thinking about them and wondering how they got to where they are and, you know, what the process has been for them. And, you know, especially in Gary's case, here he is, grows up in Southeast Alaska and becomes an incredible musician and a knife maker on top of that. And you just wonder how that all comes together. And that was the whole impetus for putting this together, was to find out a little bit more information about fellow artists.
And I would say Steve Laurie as well, if his art isn't known to you, at least by his name, I'm sure you've seen his work. His illustrations are really prevalent in Southeast. If you walk into the high school, you see that's his Northern Lights sculpture in the commons. And didn't he do the dancing sculpture in the
he did in the Performing Arts Center as well as a piece in the park down next to Moeller Park, the Path of Hope. There's a piece of aluminum sculpture that he did down there.
Yeah, so. And his mermaid T-shirt, I think, is
you still see that around.
Yes, and the hat. I would say both Steve and Gary are kind of sort of self-effacing artists. Were they reluctant at all to agree to this? I mean, they don't strike me as guys who could, you know, pontificate at length about, you know, art.
You know, it was a total surprise to me because both of them readily agreed to do it. No arm twisting. I proposed the idea, and Gary thought about it for a second and said, yeah, he'd give it a whirl.
So. Okay. What are you envisioning it will look like? What will the experience be tomorrow evening, do you think, for people attending?
Well, my hope is that each artist will talk just for a few minutes to give us sort of a groundwork of, you know, what their philosophy is, what their current work is, what their interest is, and then we'll just open up a dialogue, and you know, that's where the really interesting parts of people's experience comes out, is when it follows this nonsensical track, and all of a sudden you're talking about things that really matter. So that's my hope that we'll.
But no slideshows, no PowerPoint, no Greek sculpture going back to the fall of Troy.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything like that. Just a couple of guys who are going to talk about how they got started doing what they do, and we'll take just about any question from
exactly
people
yeah.
in the audience.
Right.
Okay. It sounds really good, and I guess and is Gary going to play as well?
Well, the rumor is Gary's going to show up with a fellow musician, I think Dave Glennon, and they're going to play for a few minutes just to give us a little taste of that. And then it'll be on to questions.
Okay. And do you want to see how this one goes before you schedule more, or are you trying to line up a full winter series?
Exactly. Well, you know, when I came up with this idea, I sat down and made a list, and I stopped at 20 people that, you know, that are doing interesting work and that I'm interested in talking about. And I know there are a lot more out there. In fact, if what I'm hoping that people come to this event tomorrow night will suggest who they'd like to hear next. And if there's sufficient interest, we'll just move forward.
Okay. You'll just go out and press. you all go just go grab somebody and go do it.
Right.
So that'll be 7 o'clock tomorrow at the Rasmussen Center, the first of what could be sort of a winter series
of
art conversations.
We hope, right.
and this is just one of about a gazillion things that the Greater Sitka Arts Council is doing. And Jeff, I guess your job as the AmeriCorps volunteer for the Arts Council is to kind of keep your finger on the pulse of all these things, keep track of all the events.
Yeah, keep track and help organize or support them in whatever way I can.
Yeah, so what's also on the agenda for Greater Sitka Arts Council this winter?
Arts Conversation, then there'll be in January, there'll be a community theater fundraiser, the Broadway Show Tune Night, which they did last year. And then in April, there'll be Moon Over Buffalo, which I think you have to disclose your wife is directing, or I have to disclose it.
I'm still in denial about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be in April. And in February, late February, early March, there's the Arty Gras coming again, and there'll be the Haunted Wind Chimes, which were featured on Prairie Home Companion, I guess, and wowed everybody out.
What? Haunted Wind Chimes?
Yes, sir.
And this is a music group?
Yes, sir. They're
okay.
coming here.
All right.
I even listened to them.
All right. I hadn't heard them. Yeah. The vocalists, I assume.
Although they're fiddlers and scratch all those instruments and stuff like that.
Okay.
Or maybe they don't scratch them. I would scratch them.
All right.
But they'll be here for the 24th, and then the
24th of
February.
Okay.
And then there'll be the regular things, the singer-songwriter. There'll be the 48-hour film festival. Wearable art show will be two nights this year. And mostly this is also a shout to those folks that plan to make something. It's down to under 3 months before they need to get their pieces done. And people, I've heard people are doing that. Some people, brand new people, that are going to be there with their new things. There'll be the Ode to Sitka Art Show. Ray Troll will be here, part of Arty Gras, and we'll do some classes and things like that. And then what I'm really looking forward to, I'm looking forward to those things, but also Mr. White Keys, who I would consider an Alaska icon, will be here April 28th at the Performing Arts Center doing a fundraiser for the Arts Council. And he just sold out 12 shows in Anchorage before they even started. And if you're not familiar with him, if you look at that Alaska magazine, go to the last page, and he has his editorials or comments in there, and you get a sense of what he's about.
Yeah, I have read those, but I'm still not sure what a Mr. White Keys stage show is like. I got the feeling it's kind of a sort of a burlesque sort of deal or something.
I wouldn't go that far. I would say it's a review.
Okay.
And I've seen him in Anchorage. I think Norm's seen him as well. Mm-hmm. It's music, skits, comedy skits, satire, taking popular songs and making comments about what's going on today. Beautiful, beautiful slides that he brings along to accompany the music and the acting out and acting, as it were.
So does he bring an ensemble with him?
He's going to bring, he said it'll be himself, and there'll be an actor, a techie, and what he called a pretty girl.
Okay.
And they will make up this ensemble.
All right. But it's not a burlesque.
Well, not what I think of.
Okay. All right.
If you're using the term burlesque like to make fun of things, yes. Or to tease or do satire, yes.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, body in kind of a fun sort of way.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a good characterization. Yeah,
yeah, it's not X-rated. I don't even think it's R-rated.
No.
But it's funny and it's topical and he makes fun of everybody and satirizes mm-hmm. everybody. And he puts on a darn good show.
All right, and I'm just curious about, can you give us a little insight into the dynamic of the Greater Sitka Arts Council decision making process. I mean, of all the artists to bring to Sitka for Artie Gras, Mr.
I tried to talk to him. Last time I was up there, before he sold he ran the Fly By Night Club up, which I think is a great name, in Spinard. And the show that sold out just recently in Anchorage was Christmas in Spinard. And when I was up there after the show, I asked him if he would be interested in coming to doing a monthly grind here. No. And so that's been, I don't know how long ago he gave up, but I just every once in a while bug him, and he said, yeah, I'll come down.
Okay, but I guess touring is not something he routinely does.
No. So we'll be, I think, really lucky to have him.
Okay, and that'll be in April.
Yes, sir.
And there is some place where people can go online and see everything.
There is. It's S-I-T-K-A-A-R-T-S .org. That's our website.
SitkaArts.org.
Yes, sir. You have to use two A's.
So. All right. And I assume these art conversations, the first one tomorrow, 7 o'clock, is on the SitkaArts.org, top of the list, so people can find out more about that. Painter Steve Laurie and musician and knife maker Gary Gauker are going to be the featured artists tomorrow, 7 o'clock, at the Rasmussen Center. And Norman, are you going to serve as some kind of moderator or anything?
I'm hoping to kick things off and get out of the way.
All right. Norm Campbell is a board member with the Greater Sitka Arts Council. He'll be moderating tomorrow evening. Jeff Budd is the AmeriCorps volunteer who's keeping the whole machine moving forward. Thanks a lot, gentlemen, for coming
in. Thank you,
Robert.
Thanks, Rob.